This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers and sisters, originally a salat was ordained 50 prayers a day. 50 prayers a day. Then it was reduced to 5, which we have today. That means every salah of yours, it's supposed to be equal to what? To 10. The question is your salah equal to 10 or to 10th? Is your salah really in its value, in its essence, in its focus, equal to 10 salawat? Or only 10th of your salat is the one that worth called salat? Or 4th? Or 5th? Or whatever percentage it is. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خمس من جاء بهن دخل مع إيمان دخل الجنة. 5 things, if you commit yourself to them with Iman, you will enter Jannah. The 5 daily prayers with its wudu. قال خمس الصلوات مع وضوءهن وركوعهن وسجودهن ومواقيتهن. And also fast Ramadan, وحج البيت, and give the zakat, and أدى الأمانة, and basically fulfill the trust. They said, Ya Rasulullah, what's the trust? He said, غسل الجنابة, to take a shower from جنابة, sexual impurity, either because of intercourse or wet dream. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَمْ يَأْمَنْ إِبْنِ آدَمَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ مِّنْ دِينِهِ غَيْرَهَا. It's a trust between you and Allah. Nobody knows if you have janaba or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one knows. Nobody knows if you wash yourself perfectly or not. A lot of people ask me this question, why is there so much emphasis on janaba? In modern days, we don't see the big deal because it's so easy to take a shower. But in the old days, it is so hard to get a water. It's very far and it's costly. And it's يعني ثقيل جدا الإنسان يغتسل في الزمان السابق ولذلك حتى الماء يريد أن يعني يختصر فيه حتى لا يضيعه فكان يشدد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على وجوب التطهر الكامل وألا يكون الحاجة إلى الماء مدعاة لإنقاص الجناء الغسل. The point is that in the old days there is very small amount of water, so a lot of people they might cut short their janabas, ghusl, because they want to save in the money. They don't want to go all the way back and come, you know. It's like, I don't know if that's even applicable in any form or shape, but today sometimes when you don't have your heater on and the water is so cold and you don't want to take the shower, you know, you might cut some, you know, part of your body and you just, I don't want my whole back to be touched with the water, just quick and get out of it. Or, you know, it's not very applicable in modern days, but it could be applicable to other than us today, that people try not to fulfill their janaba, their ghusl. My brothers and sisters, Yusuf, the son of Abdullah ibn Salam, and was called Yusuf, by the way, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam named him Yusuf, Abdullah ibn Salam, the famous Jewish scholars who became Muslim. He brought his son to the Prophet ﷺ and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I got a boy. Then Nabi ﷺ basically prayed for him and he called him Yusuf. Anyway, Yusuf ibn Abdullah ibn Salam traveled to where? To Damascus. إلى بلاد الشام. فلما جاء بلاد الشام جاء إلى أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. He came to Abu Darda رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. Then Abu Darda قال له, يا هذا, إني قد حضرتني الوفاة فآمر الناس. It's my time to die, so call people. فَمَا بَقِيَ أَحَدٍ. Nobody left until they all gathered in his house and outside the house. طيب. Then Yusuf came back and sat next to him. Then he said, young man, what brought you? قَالَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ بَيْنَ أَبِي وَبَيْنَكَ صُحْبَةً. Me, my father, and you were good friends. Then he said, who's your father? He said, Abdullah ibn Salam. He remembered now who he is. Because he was young, he never saw him, maybe when he became older. Then he said, radiallahu anhu ardah Abu Darda, قَالَ لَبِئْسَ سَاعَةُ الْكَذِبِ هَذِهِ. This is the worst time for you to lie, right before to die and to meet Allah. يعني أسوأ ساعة تكذب فيها قبل الموت. قال ولكني أريد أن أحدثكم. كل الناس اللي اجتمعوا الآن أمام أبو الدرداء, He gathered everybody in the city to tell them this important hadith right before he died. He said, the worst thing to do is to lie right at this moment. And Allah is my witness, I heard Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, من توضأ فأحسن الوضوء ثم قام فصلى ركعتين يحسن فيهن الذكر والخشوع ثم يستغفر الله غفر الله له. That anyone will pray two rak'ahs after this person perfect their wudu and ask Allah forgiveness, Allah will forgive their sins. Allah will forgive their sins. Mutarrif, this is in Syria and in the Sham. In Iraq, there is Mutarrif sitting in Al-Kufa or Al-Basra. قال فراء كان مع ناس من قريش, with people from Quraysh, and they saw this man praying. And maybe this actually when he was in Mecca, I'm not sure right now, but it could be in Hijaz before he, it wasn't in Iraq, but Mutarrif rahimahullah, he lived there. Anyway, he saw this man, يصلي. He pray. Then people around him, they told him, wallahi, this man, I don't know, in this night, he will end his salah with shafi' or witr. He prays so many, kind of criticizing him. Then Mutarrif said, let me talk to him. Then he went and he said, Ya Sheikh, old man, I saw you praying too many. Are you keeping count of how many praka you pray? So you know you're going to end with witr or shafi'. قَالَ هَلْ تَعُدْ يُصَلِّهَا الصَّلَاةِ قَالَ هَلْ تَعُدْ شَفْعًا أَمْ وِتْرًا سَتَنْهِي بِهَا صَلَاتِكَ هَلْ تَعْرِفْ كَمْ صَلَّيْتْ قَالَ وَإِنْ كُنْتُ لَأَعْرِفْ فَاللَّهُ يَعْرِفْ. If I don't count how many, I don't remember how many, Allah knows how many I prayed. وَلَكِنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالْ. But the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ سَجَدَ لِلَّهِ سَجْدَةِ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهَا حَسَنَةِ وحط بها عنه سيئة ورفع بها ورفعه بها درجة. قال مطرف فمن أنت؟ قال أنا أبو ذر. قال فرجعت إلى أصحابي وقلت بئس الجلساء أنتم, ألجأتموني إلى صاحب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني لأراجعه. فحدثهم بما حدث به أبو ذر. Abu Dhar told him, the Prophet said, anytime you make sajda lillah, Allah forgive one of your sins, reward you for it, and raise you one level in Jannah. Then Mutarrif said, who are you? He said, I'm Abu Dhar, the Prophet's companion. And he went back to the group of people who, you know, يعني, asked him to go to talk to this old man. He said, what a worse company you guys are. You have forced me to call and pick on someone who is Abu Dhar, the Prophet ﷺ famous companions, but anyway, he told me this hadith and he narrated the hadith to them and the story of Muslim Imam Ahmad Rahim.